Okay, and it is... Ooh, there is still some music playing here. Okay. That is because Lee Chan Lam's iPad is just the super keenest, and it wants to play you more music. So, we are now in... We are now ready, I think, and I'm ready for you. I'm Peter Hollow, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing you lots of music from around the world for Utility Fog, and I have some Australian music, but I have some Sydney music to play you tonight, but both of the artists have relocated themselves into the wilds of Europe, in fact, and they're making wonderful sounds over there. So I have a... currently, depending, well, whether I have any time to get onto some other stuff, but I have currently an all-female Utility Fog, which is really, really exciting, and these are all really, really exciting artists. I have two Australians. I've got the duo Machine et Mon Coeur from Bianca Calandra from Sydney, who's now based in France somewhere, and years ago I played a few demos and a few kind of early tracks from an EP from her group, and they've just put out a new album which is really wonderful. It's really lo-fi, sort of tape effects and tape delays and things, but also really great songs based around piano and vocals, and you're really going to be pretty impressed by that. And long-time expat Jasmine Gouffond, who was a member of the duo Minute, doing sort of really groundbreaking at the time minimal electronic stuff in the 90s, even before that in experimental electronic groups. And she's been making music as Jasmina Machina for a bit, but has a new solo album on the wonderful Sonic Pieces label. From the US, I have an album from Novella, which is Sarah Lipstate's originally kind of noise and drone kind of act, and now you can sort of still hear that in her music, but certainly not songs, shoegaze songs or anything, but really, really approachable. Wonderful stuff. I'll play some of her older things as well. And I'm going to start with the music of Christina Esfandiari, who apparently is best known to a lot of people as having been one of the singers in the Californian shoegaze band Were for a while. But she has two acts of her own, a solo act called Miserable, and just out now on the Flenser, a new EP as King Woman. Well, actually with a band called King Woman, but she is very much the front woman of that band. And I'm going to start with the first track from Doubt, which is the new King Woman EP. This is called Wrong, and cross our fingers that the technology gods are friendly with us. on FBI. We heard a couple of songs there from Christina Esfandiari in a couple of different guises. I sort of discovered her music because she has a new EP out with her band King Woman on the Flenser label, which is an amazing label from the US, specializing in sort of, well, I guess, metal and sort of experimental and unusual music around that genre. In fact, the other album that I was going to play this week from the Flenser but has been shifted off to next week is by the brilliant Bodoof Songs, otherwise known as Matthew Sweet. And his album is anything but. It's not even kind of heavy music really at all, although very, very dark. King Woman, if you listen to it in the context of, I guess, metal of sorts, then it might sound that way, but I'll play another track in a minute and you'll sort of see that in the context of Christina Spandiari's sort of dark folk and shoegaze, it fits in just as well into that, but it's certainly pretty pretty uncompromising and dark as well. But we heard, after a track from King Woman, we heard something from Christina Esfandiari solo as Miserable. Well, she may have a band with her, but it's more of a solo act anyway, and it does exist still in parallel with King Woman. And that was from an EP that you can find on her Bandcamp, Miserable Girl, and GRL is the girl part, .bandcamp.com. In fact, that is the same Miserable Girl is what she is on Facebook as well. We heard Kiss there from the EP Dog Days, which she described as her attempt at making more upbeat songs. Still slightly morose, but not as morose as a track that that she has titled Bell Jar. And if you know much about the history of the author of the novel The Bell Jar, Sylvia Plath, you'll know that it's anything but upbeat. And I guess it's sort of a statement of where she's coming from, and naming her solo act Miserable as well. But she's a pretty amazing sort of auteur, and I think she's really found her own voice. A little bit of sort of Hope Sandoval or something there, but with a whole different take, I think, musically. So Miserable has also released an EP on a label called The Native Sound. The Native Sound, well, they have a Bandcamp, but the EP is called Halloween Dream. And I'm going to play a track from that one. This is the track called Bell Jar. And then we're going to hear another one from the fantastic Doubt, which is the debut, really, release from King Woman in its current incarnation. And I really hope we have more from that group soon. You can get that from the Flenser's Bandcamp right now, but also, and I think, both cassette and vinyl, if you like. So King Woman will follow from this miserable track, Bell Jar. Very miserable.
Yeah. Make the most of a balmy summer evening and head to Moonlight Cinema, showing advanced screenings, new releases and cult films under the stars. Enjoy the on-site bar, food trucks and candy bar at the Belvedere Amphitheatre in Centennial Park. Or bring along your own wine for a picnic feast with friends. The February film program has just been announced. Book now at moonlight.com.au. Moonlight Cinema is a proud sponsor of FBI.
Okay, from their debut album, that is Machine et Mon Coeur, who are, I suppose, Bianca Calandra, who originally is from Sydney, and now based in Paris, along with Gabin Lopez, who plays the piano and synths. And Bianca is the singer, obviously, and plays guitar. And they both also contribute lots of wonderful weird noises, and I love the kind of dubby almost tape delays and echoes all over this music, along with lots and lots of really strange tape effects. And we're going to hear some of them also in their earlier EP, which interestingly is many years old now. This album has been a long time coming. Dystopium is the name of the album, and it's released on the German label Blank Records, despite the fact that that they're based in France and I guess from two expats based in France, in fact. So we had the track Grow there, the opening track from the album, and you can get it now from Bandcamp, which is where you can get all the music of the world, it seems, these days. It's available at the moment on CD and digital, but there is a vinyl edition coming, I believe, as well. Anyway, you should check out their Bandcamp to find out more about that and whether you do want to get a physical version, but you'll hear a few more tracks from them in a minute, and I'm sure that you'll be well impressed. We heard King Woman before that, and Burn from their amazing debut EP, four tracks. I'm saying debut EP, there is some earlier stuff if you go searching some singles, and it's great but a bit different. So this is really sort of the launch of the band. Now that Christina Espandiari is not involved with Were, the very renowned, if not infamous, shoegaze band from, I'm not sure which city, but anyway, from California. That's the state of the USA. So Machine at Moncoeur, released their first self-titled EP in 2007. So it's been a very long time. Incredibly, it's been 8 years since then. And it's perhaps even more lo-fi than the new album. But you can hear very much the sort of aesthetic of what they're doing now in these tracks. I'm going to play you a couple, longer one and one shortish one, from that EP. We're going to start with Moon Prophet, and then, or are we? No, let's hear them in the other order. Let's hear tracks 3 and 4, You Know Me, I Know You, and then Moon Prophet. And look out for the tape effects, the sort of very speed craziness going on. That's something that I always enjoy here at Utility Fog, is great songwriting, sort of undermined and underpinned by crazy production. So enjoy. Thank you.
took her hand, all pale and clean. My baby's had a last dream, her eyes filled with me. There's nobody here to hear our lullabies. We said a sweet goodbye, and now it's time to die. I took her wings, they are such very nice things. As if the sky was her widow, it spat thunder at her. And in my hands, another raven's hair, just like the others there. I'm a wash in wonder.
We heard a few more tracks from Machine et Mon Coeur, Bianca Calandra on vocals and guitar and other stuff, and I have lost the tab where I have the other member of the duo. It is Gabin Lopez, who plays the piano and synths and sounds, but I'm loving the weird kind of tape effects and other stuff going on there. We also had drums on that track from Simeon Portway. This new album of theirs is called Dystopium. They also have an EP that came out a few years earlier, a self-titled EP, and we heard Moon Prophet and You Know Me, I Know You from that. Before I get on to another Australian expat living in Europe, we're going to hear from Jasmine Gouffon very soon and some of her earlier projects. One more track from Dystopian. This is Trainwreck from the two of them.
I'd be sure to Swinging open its doors, inviting you to hang out with your favourite Australian artists at our studios in Alexandria. We've teamed up with JD Future Legends to launch Local Live, a series of intimate gigs at our brand new in-studio performance space, kicking off with stomping MC TK Maidza on Thursday, February 19. To win tickets, head to fbiradio.com/live. Made possible by Jack Daniels, JD Future Legends, proud sponsors of FBI.
Embodying the glitch aesthetic. That's Jasmine Gouffond from her, I guess, in a way, debut solo album. In a lot of ways, anything but. Her music goes way back to the mid-90s. We're going to hear, in fact, something from her kind of hilarious and awesome industrial electronic disco group Alterna Hunk shortly from 96, but not long after that there was also her duo Minute, that was very much kind of minimalist glitch stuff along the lines of what people like Mego were doing at the time. Jasmine Gouffond also has a couple of albums and shorter like EPs and things as Jasmina Machina, that's certainly also Jasmine Gouffond's solo, but I guess so when she came around to putting together this pretty wonderful album for Sonic Pieces, she decided that it was going to be under her own name, and so that's what we've got. Jasmine Gouffond is the artist of this album, Yellow Bell. It's magnificent. It's on the Sonic Pieces label, which, in keeping with our all-women theme tonight, is also run by a woman, Monique Recknagel. It's sort of we could say sister label or something to the Miasma label, which is run by Monique Recknagel's partner, Eric Skodvin. And it's sort of the darker side of the Sonic Pieces label. But Sonic Pieces has put out people like Nils Fromm, Hauschka, Greg Haynes, Def Center, which is Eric Skodvin's duo, and others. A lot of kind of acoustic, semi-classical sort of stuff, but I guess there are acoustic sounds in Jasmine Gouffond's music, but it's fairly electronic, I guess, experimental electronic stuff. And that beautiful track we had there was called Useful Knowledge. We're going to hear a bit more from the new Gouffond album, but I really want to give you a bit of a taste of her other work as well. So let's go right back to 1996, when she was in a really interesting trio, all women trio called Alterna Hunk, released on the Dual Plover label. The solo album came out in 96, and we're going to hear a track called Green Tara. This is not Jasmine Gouffond singing. The other members of Alterna Hunk were Phoebe Geeby on electronics, and Adrian Patrick was the singer. Jasmine Gouffond playing bass in this group. And I guess you can sort of hear, in a way, the bass influence, not by any means dub bass, but certainly the sub-bass sounds are present in her other music. After Alterna Hunk, we're going to hear from Minit, M-I-N-I-T. That was, and possibly still is, her duo with Torben Tilly, who is a New Zealander, both based in Berlin now. I'll tell you more about that afterwards. But this is Green Tara now from Alterna Hunk, a bit of mid-90s indie with a very delightfully bizarre twist.
Yeah.
right, this beautiful minimalist track from Minute still has a little longer to fade out. This is CG. Minute is Jasmine Gufond and Torben Tilly. But it turns out that by coincidence, this track, which is probably my favourite Minute track, CG, is entirely written by Jasmine Gufond, who we've been hearing this evening. I'm going to just go straight on now to one of the Jasmina Machina tracks. This is Jasmine Gufond solo. It's like the last Minute album. This was released on the Staubgold label. She has a new release on Sonic Pieces, and we're going to hear more from that soon, but some of her earlier stuff first. We heard Alterna Hunk before, an almost 10-minute track from Jasmina Machina. This is Slow Walker. Sorry, it was Minute, the long track. Slow Walker from Jasmina Machina. Thank you.
Utility Fog on FBI.
Thank you.
So as Jasmina Machina, Jasmine Gufond has three releases, I guess. We just heard a track from City Splits number one, which is, as you imagine, a split release with a band called Golden Disco Ship and released on Gudrun Gutt's Monica label. But she has two albums on Staubgold. This one, Alphabet Dream Noise, we're hearing a track called Sun. I couldn't play you a slightly longer track. I kind of wanted to play tons and tons of this music, but I'm sticking to one or two tracks per album. We're going to hear another track from her wonderful new album, Yellow Bell, in a minute. But under her own name, Jasmine Gufond. But this is Sun, a nice little kind of dream pop piece. At the top, we had two tracks from the first album, The Demolition series. The second one was the minute variation of the track called Asleep. Let's hear the rest of Sun from Jasmine Gufond, and then a very long track, 10-minute track from the new album. this impossibly gorgeous piece of music is the final track on Jasmine Gouffon's album Yellow Bell, just out now on Sonic Pieces. Wonderful label. There is not a single dud in their catalogue, but this is easily one of the best. Jasmine Gouffon is from Sydney, but she's been based in Berlin for quite a long time, and we've been hearing a fair bit of her music as Jasmina Machina tonight as well. The last track there is RR Variation, I'd say the centrepiece of the album. There's another 10-minute track, which is also wonderful, called Elephant. It's a magnificent album. Available, I think it's on vinyl as well as CD. I've got the CD, and the Sonic Pieces CDs are just gorgeously packaged, so it's well worth getting the physical version. Before it, we had Sun from Jasmina Machina and a few other tracks as well. You can catch all of this up, of course, on fbiradio.com for the next few weeks. And you can also catch it repeated on FBI Click at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. tomorrow. I have one more artist, and it is another female artist. This is an all-woman show tonight, which is a very exciting thing to be able to do with well, obviously I'm playing a lot of old music, but all new releases, which are the reasons for this new music. Novella is Sarah Lipstate. She's been making music since... I can't actually tell you precisely, but a long time, probably 10 years, in the sort of noise and drone area. Her music has sort of gradually moved into just more sort of guitar experimentalism of various sorts. She doesn't write songs. She writes sort of ambient music. Her new album is on Fire Records, and it's really wonderful. It's easily her best album yet, called Fantastic Planet. She has released things on a whole ton of different labels, though, in the past, and I'm not going to have time to play a lot of her older stuff, but I'll play a couple of things, maybe from 2009 and from her release on the very important records from 2013. But let's start with Into the Dunes from her new album. This is Sarah Lipstate, a.k.a. Novella. Some pretty magical sounds from Sarah Lipstate, aka Noveler, there, from her 2013 album No Dreams on Important Records. This track is called The Fright, and it is a bit with the prepared piano and other sounds there. She's best known as a guitarist, I suppose, guitar manipulator, noisish artist, and she's been doing some really amazing work of late, both in the sort of ambient drone side and the slightly noisier, more experimental side of things. We're going to hear one more track from her new album, Fantastic Planet, out on Fire Records now, Pulse Point, in just a minute, and then it'll be time for Damage with Jordan Sexty afterwards, so stay tuned for that. I'm Peter Hollow, I'll see you next Sunday night, going out with Noveler. Hope you've enjoyed this all-female Utility Fog tonight.
This Saturday, Picnic and Charades bring you a massive night of musical flavour, featuring crucial and founding member of Underground Resistance, Detroit's very own DJ John Collins, alongside Australian house and techno maestro Francis Inferno Orchestra. Saturday, February 21, at the Imperial in Erskineville, with bonus vibes from Carly and the Charades DJs. Tickets are on sale now through Resident Advisor, presented by Picnic and Charades, proud sponsors of FBI.
Spice and Subsonic Music present Acid Pauly's Sunset Boat Cruise, Saturday, February 28. Fresh from rocking Robot Heart at Burning Man, the inimitable Acid Pauly is venturing from the desert to Australia's beautiful Sydney Harbour. Joined by Braun, Schwa, Murat Kilic, Markotics, MSG and Mantra Collective. Get tickets and more through Resident Advisor and thespiceseller.com.au. Spice and Subsonic Music are proud sponsors of FBI.
We are each other's hemispheres. I am fine to
I'm